In Duckpool Town lives Edith Mudd.
I go round here doing good.
With her gramps so old and grey, we've adventures every day. They have help from Pilot Dog.
I like sleeping like a log.
They've a hero with a squirm.
Yes, that's me, I'm Arthur Worm.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.
Join us all here in Duckpool.
Oof.
The river in Duckpool has had white swans on it for years, until the day everything changed.
Listen to this, Edith. The four white swans on the River Duck have flown away. But the odd thing is that now there are four pink swans on the river.
Pink swans? You can't have pink swans, can you?
I wonder what they taste like. Ooh, strawberry-flavoured swans. Oh, yummy.
Well, you can get black swans, Edith, but I've never seen a pink one. Let's see if there's anything on the radio.
I am standing on the banks of the River Duck. It's a very odd sight. I can see four pink swans. With me is local bird expert Clive Lyons. Have you ever seen these before?
Never. Oh, they are very rare. They've never been seen this far north.
So where have they been seen?
Nowhere. There have been stories about pink swans, but everyone thought that they were part of legends like unicorns and dragons.
Come on, Gramps. I think we need to go for a walk along the riverbank and have a look at these pink swans.
We've got a plan.
Let's take it away. It's a brilliant plan.
And we'll save the day
again.
By the time we got to the riverbank, it was full of people looking at the pink swans.
What's that woman doing, Edith? She's putting something in her bicycle basket.
Gramps was right. The woman was behaving very strangely. We couldn't see who she was because she was hiding her face with a white scarf.
Oh, she's seen us watching her.
Pilot never growls at anyone. Something's wrong. We strolled over to the woman. Gramps recognised her from the newspaper. It was Lady Mucklethwaite of Mucklethwaite Hall.
Good morning. A lovely day for a stroll.
You're on a bike.
Yes, a walk on my bike.
What have you got in your basket?
Nothing to interest you, young lady.
Lady Mucklethwaite leapt on her bike and raced down the path. But Pilot was too quick for her. He raced after her and woofed his biggest woof. Lady Mucklethwaite wobbled on her bike and fell into the river.
Catch the basket, Gramps!
Oh, no, I'm hopeless at catching. Oh, I've got it, Edith. Oh, hey, the pink swans are after me, Edith. How dare you get off, Pinky? Oh, my ankle.
When we looked in the basket, we found a swan's egg. Lady Mucklethwaite had taken it from the nest, and that's not allowed because they're protected birds.
It's horrible. Ooh, there's something wiggling in my wellies.
Edith, take the egg back to the swan's nest.
I put the egg carefully back in the nest. Gramps pulled Lady Mucklethwaite out of the water. Then I noticed something odd.
Look at her scarf.
What?
Her scarf. It was white, but now it's pink. The river's turned it pink.
What?
And if a river can turn a scarf pink, then it can turn some swans pink.
So, Edith, those are the old white swans.
Colour pink. And where's the colour come from?
What and where and how and why?
These are questions we ask every day.
Who and when? We'll sort it out.
It's the mud zoo. Save the day.
We all walked up the riverbank to see where the pink colour had come from.
Where are you taking me? I'm soaking wet.
You're coming because you know something about these pink swans.
We followed the river upstream until we came to the beetroot factory. And there on the riverbank was a broken pipe with pink water pouring into the river.
Well, Edith, that's where the pink colour's coming from. Let's get a closer look.
We tiptoed round the side of the beetroot factory. A man was cutting another of the pipes into the river.
I know him, Edith. It's Lord Mucklethwaite, Lady Mucklethwaite's husband. Grab him, Arthur!
I'll get him with one of me special wormholes! Hey-ya!
Arthur Worm leapt onto Lord Mucklethwaite and pinned him to the ground.
And this bulldog!
I say!
Okay, Arthur. Let him get up.
I was still a bit baffled. Why did you turn the river pink?
It was her idea.
No, it wasn't. He wanted to buy a new yacht.
No, I didn't. It was you.
You said our old yacht was scruffy. We needed the money.
Ooh, what a fibber.
Pink swan eggs are worth a fortune. So he turned the river pink with the water from the beetroot factory.
Okay, I did do that. But you were going to sell the pink eggs because they turned into pink swans.
The pink eggs wouldn't turn into pink swans. That's daft.
I told you it wouldn't work. It was all your idea.
I told you it, didn't you see? What a silly idea. No, I told you first.
Come on, Edith, I'll fix the leaking pipe. The river will be clean again in no time. Let's go home. We've done it!
Again!
We've done it!
Again!
It's sorted!
Again!
Till tomorrow!
Arthur! You were wonderful!
I know!
Wonder Worm does it again.
Pilot was wonderful too. He woofed at Lady Mucklethwaite and we got the swan's egg back. Pilot, you can stop woofing now.
Hey, stop woofing and running around, you daft dog. You'll fall in the river.
Oops! He's woofed himself into the river!
I'll pull him out of the river, Edith. Come on, you daft dog. Come, hey, there you are. You're safe on the riverbank.
What were they laughing at?
Nice colour, Pilot. Suit you.
Laughing at me.
Oh, dear, Pilot. You look a bit pink. The pink water's made your fur change colour.
Oh, never mind, Pinky. Oh, sorry, Pilot. It's sausages for tea.
Perhaps Pilot should have more because he saved the pink swan eggs.
How many sausages?
Way, Pilot! Well done!
You've heard a tale from Family Mud.
It all worked out, we knew it would.
Come again another day and see what fun is on its way.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too!
Join us all here in the